Državni izpitni center. Nacionalno preverjanje znanja 2018 iz angleščine. Slušno razumevanje.
Slišali boste dve besedili in ob tem reševali naloge. Vsako besedilo boste slišali dvakrat. Zdaj imate čas, da si ogledate prvo nalogo. Prisluhnite prvemu besedilu in rešujte nalogo.
Skiing in the desert. Zero.
Every morning, it snows 2 feet in Dubai. What's so unusual about that? Ski Dubai is located in Dubai, the United Arab Emirates, at the edge of the desert. It is an indoor ski resort with 22,500 square meters and a part of the Mall of the Emirates, one of the largest shopping malls in the world.
1.
The building has a temperature of minus 1 degree Celsius during the day and minus 6 degrees Celsius at night when the snow is produced. It is created by snow guns that spray water into freezing air. Any melted water runs off through the air conditioning tubes and waters gardens around the mall.
2.
The indoor resort features an 85-meter-high indoor mountain with 5 slopes of varying steepness and difficulty. It includes a 400-meter-long run, the world's first indoor black diamond run, and various features such as toboggan runs, an icy body slide, and climbing towers. Visitors can also enroll in ski school, explore a snow cavern, or just toss snowballs.
3.
Ski Dubai also houses a colony of snow penguins, who are let out of their enclosures several times a day. Penguin encounters must be booked, so that the public can interact directly with the penguins.
4.
When Emiratis come to Ski Dubai, they rent everything. Skis or snowboards, poles, jackets, pants, boots, and even disposable socks, since traditional Emirati clothing, a long white shirt dress for men and a black cloak for women, isn't suited for the slopes. Winter clothing, ski and snowboard equipment are included in the price of admission.
5.
Before Ski Dubai opened in 2005, most Emiratis had never seen snow. Traditional activities reflected life in the desert. People raced camels, raised falcons, and gathered for poetry contests. Along the coast, fishermen and pearl divers swam and competed in boat building. Social life centered on the family.
6.
After the discovery of oil in the 1960s, cash flooded in the United Arab Emirates. Ruling families began to think big, really big. They decided to turn Dubai into a luxurious tourist destination. So the creation of an enormous indoor ski resort in the Mall of the Emirates fits Dubai's great vision.
4. Poslušajte besedilo še enkrat in rešite nalogo.
Skiing in the desert. 0.
Every morning, It snows 2 feet in Dubai. What's so unusual about that? Ski Dubai is located in Dubai, the United Arab Emirates, at the edge of the desert. It is an indoor ski resort with 22,500 square meters and a part of the Mall of the Emirates, one of the largest shopping malls in the world.
1.
The building has a temperature of -1 degree Celsius during the day and -6 degrees Celsius at night when the snow is produced. It is created by snow guns that spray water into freezing air. Any melted water runs off through the air conditioning tubes and waters gardens around the mall.
2.
The indoor resort features an 85-metre-high indoor mountain with 5 slopes of varying steepness and difficulty. It includes a 400-metre-long run, the world's first indoor black diamond run, and various features such as toboggan runs, an icy body slide, and climbing towers. Visitors can also enrol in ski school, explore a snow cavern, or just toss snowballs.
3.
Ski Dubai also houses a colony of snow penguins who are let out of their enclosures several times a day. Penguin encounters must be booked so that the public can interact directly with the penguins.
4.
When Emiratis come to Ski Dubai, they rent everything: skis or snowboards, poles, jackets, pants, boots, and even disposable socks. Since traditional Emirati clothing, a long white shirt dress for men and a black cloak for women, isn't suited for the slopes. Winter clothing, ski and snowboard equipment are included in the price of admission.
5.
Before Ski Dubai opened in 2005, most Emiratis had never seen snow. Traditional activities reflected life in the desert. People raced camels, raised falcons, and gathered for poetry contests. Along the coast, fishermen and pearl divers swam and competed in boat building. Social life centred on the family.
6.
After the discovery of oil in the 1960s, cash flooded in the United Arab Emirates. Ruling families began to think big. Really big. They decided to turn Dubai into a luxurious tourist destination. So the creation of an enormous indoor ski resort in the Mall of the Emirates fits Dubai's great vision.
S tem je zaključena prva naloga. Zdaj imate čas, da si ogledate drugo nalogo. Prisluhnite drugemu besedilu in rešujte nalogo.
A fox in London. One night in early February, a young fox trotted beneath the streetlights into the area around London Bridge. Guided by his sharp sense of smell and hearing, he explored the banks of the River Thames, looking for food in rubbish bins. As he went past London Bridge Underground Station, he picked up the scent of another fox. He turned away and headed toward an area where building work was going on. He walked by the fence, suddenly he found a small split in the fence, just big enough for him to squeeze through. A few seconds later, he found himself in the dark, deserted building site. But it was not just any building site. It was the Shard, the tallest skyscraper, not only in London, but also in Europe. The building site was very quiet. The fox went into the building and started to explore the building, which was not even half finished. He began climbing up the stairwell. Then he found more stairs, and up he went again. At dawn, the workmen began to arrive at the Shard building site. They noticed some droppings on the fourth floor and called the local council's pest control department. The pest control staff arrived and confirmed that the droppings belonged to a fox. They put a cage to trap him, but their visitor was safely curled up asleep on a concrete beam on the seventh floor. In the evening, when the builders left the site, the fox woke up. He felt hungry, so he carried on up the stairs. He explored each floor, one after the other, and ate whatever leftovers workmen had left behind from their meals, bits of sandwiches and apple cores. On the fourth night, it rained, and the little fox found a puddle on the 22nd floor. He was thirsty and lapped up every drop of water. Night after night, the fox continued climbing up the half-finished building. He left more droppings on higher levels. The builders were looking out for him now, but there was no sign of him going back down. Every day, the pest control officers took the cage up to a higher floor. In less than 2 weeks, the fox had reached the 72nd floor, the highest floor in the building. It was nothing but a platform at that time, smaller than a tennis court. There was nowhere to hide, no food or water, and no stairway leading higher up. So when the cage with chicken in it was left there, the fox was tempted. At last, on the morning of the 17th of February, the builders found the fox in the cage, looking terrified. The council pest control staff came to carry their prisoner down. They decided to call him Romeo, as it was close to Valentine's Day. Romeo was taken to the Riverside Animal Centre, where he was given a check-up. He was not sick or injured. He was just weak, thirsty and hungry. After 3 days of good food, Romeo was back on form. On the evening of the 20th of February, the staff of the animal centre opened the cage door. Romeo leapt out. He glanced up at the Shard, but didn't seem interested. Then he trotted off in the opposite direction. He was last seen near London Zoo.
Poslušajte besedilo še enkrat in rešite nalogo.
A fox in London. One night in early February, a young fox trotted beneath the streetlights into the area around London Bridge. Guided by his sharp sense of smell and hearing, he explored the banks of the River Thames, looking for food in rubbish bins. As he went past London Bridge Underground Station, he picked up the scent of another fox. He turned away and headed toward an area where building work was going on. He walked by the fence. Suddenly, he found a small split in the fence, just big enough for him to squeeze through. A few seconds later, he found himself in the dark, deserted building site. But it was not just any building site. It was the Shard, the tallest skyscraper, not only in London, but also in Europe. The building site was very quiet. The fox went into the building and started to explore the building, which was not even half finished. He began climbing up the stairwell. Then he found more stairs, and up he went again. At dawn, the workmen began to arrive at the Shard building site. They noticed some droppings on the fourth floor and called the local council's pest control department. The pest control staff arrived and confirmed that the droppings belonged to a fox. They put a cage to trap him, but their visitor was safely curled up asleep on a concrete beam on the seventh floor. In the evening, when the builders left the site, the fox woke up. He felt hungry, so he carried on up the stairs. He explored each floor, one after the other, and ate whatever leftovers workmen had left behind from their meals, bits of sandwiches and apple cores. On the fourth night, it rained, and the little fox found a puddle on the 22nd floor. He was thirsty and lapped up every drop of water. Night after night, the fox continued climbing up the half-finished building. He left more droppings on higher levels. The builders were looking out for him now, but there was no sign of him going back down. Every day, the pest control officers took the cage up to a higher floor. In less than 2 weeks, the fox had reached the 72nd floor, the highest floor in the building. It was nothing but a platform at that time, smaller than a tennis court. There was nowhere to hide, no food or water, and no stairway leading higher up. So when the cage with chicken in it was left there, the fox was tempted. At last, on the morning of the 17th of February, the builders found the fox in the cage, looking terrified. The council pest control staff came to carry their prisoner down. They decided to call him Romeo, as it was close to Valentine's Day. Romeo was taken to the Riverside Animal Centre, where he was given a check-up. He was not sick or injured. He was just weak, thirsty and hungry. After 3 days of good food, Romeo was back on form. On the evening of the 20th of February, the staff of the animal centre opened the cage door. Romeo leapt out. He glanced up at the shard, but didn't seem interested. Then he trotted off in the opposite direction. He was last seen near London Zoo.
S tem je zaključena druga naloga. Končano je slušno razumevanje. Zdaj lahko začnete reševati še ostale naloge.